It seems that cold water plunging is gaining in popularity, as some people claim health benefits such as improved immune system, increased metabolism, and decreased stress. There is a small group of people in Wellington in Prince Edward County who gathered to plunge into the cold waters of Lake Ontario, but today there are only two braving the -6 air temperature and the 0 Celsius water. I met up with Jennifer Cobb and her swim buddy Karen to see firsthand how and why they do it. As we trudge through the snow to the open water of Lane Creek, Jennifer and Karen tell us more. I'm out here with Jennifer Cobb. What temperature do you think it is today, Jen?
Oh, my car said it was -6.
-6. What are you anticipating the water temperature to be?
Lake Ontario water's been -1, but this is moving, so it's going to be just below 0.
You and your friends must be really desperate to go in the water today because the lake is inaccessible and the channel is frozen. You have come out here, adventured out on this incredibly cold day to find some water to get into. What do you anticipate is going to happen down there?
I was out this morning and scouted a spot, and there's a nice spot to be able to get into easily. And the only thing I anticipate is that Karen might complain a bit and ask, what's the source of this water?
How long have you been doing this, Jennifer?
I've been doing this for, intermittently a couple of years, and then every day since March 2020.
And what inspired you to do this?
It's a pandemic pastime.
Right. Yeah. But it has some benefits. Benefits. I've been doing a bit of research myself. Now, we usually associate this with people working out in their athletic endeavors and then jumping into cold water. But that's not what you guys are doing. And this is not a recreational swim, is it?
Well, consider us old age athletes.
Okay, and now this is even different because... Mm-hmm. You can't get in the regular water.
Yeah, and it's very different.
Yeah.
Jennifer's like a divining rod. She finds open water wherever she can. And so we just go, okay.
Now, for anybody that wanted to try this, is there training involved?
Not that I know of. There's one health contraindication, and that would be heart issues or cardiac issues. Other than that, there's a whole history of many continents, of Norway, Sweden, Finland, people using cold immersion and thermal regulation very regularly for health benefit.
For centuries, I've read.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it comes and goes in popularity, of course, and North America has kind of picked up on it in the last number of years. So
I think there's a big increase through a lot of the biohackers and the sort of longevity people, and people are starting to be a little more aware of how things affect their body.
And what kind of equipment do you use here?
Neoprene booties and neoprene gloves.
The thing I can mention about the health, like the heart issue for sure, is... definitely something you have to talk to your doctor about. And when you first go in, if you're not used to it, you tend to hyperventilate, so you do have to sort of breathe and make sure you breathe out as a or a or whatever feels good for you. You have to make sure your breath gets out so you don't start to hyperventilate.
Exactly.
Because it's an automatic reaction, really, for your body.
And that takes a bit of practice, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, it only took once for me, and I'm like, okay, I can't do this anymore because I want to go in there, and so I have to learn how to let it out.
Manage it.
Yeah.
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 Think about the long-term effects if each of us knew how to regulate our nervous system and what it would do for us, not just in a cold water immersion or an emergency, but throughout our lives.
And you've noticed changes yourself since you've been doing this. Can you talk about that a bit?
I've had definitely increased immunity, increased metabolism, increased sense that I can do way more than I thought I could do. And so, self-confidence. But also, I've made a really nice cadre of friends who are as experimental or crazy or adventurous as I am.
How many are there of you?
We're the original OGs,
yeah.
and then people added on, so there's quite a few that are now semi-regular, for sure. I think Jennifer is the one that goes in most days, and I try to, and I think other people sort of step in when I can't, so sometimes we have 8, 10, and sometimes there's just 2 or 1.
Yeah, we have a regular text list of 10. And people who come to us sometimes and they have their own little spots. And one woman, Kat, has a stream in her parents' backyard that she's been in regularly, which inspired me here, right?
Yeah.
And then we've done full moon swims where there's 25 or 30 people in the summer when it's warm.
But that did start a couple of years ago, and the full moon swims in the summer are so fun. You just go in and you howl and you hug, and it's an amazing experience.
And of course,
experience.
The water is different, so it's a whole different experience.
Yeah, that's different from the cold water, but it's still the water and, you know, embracing friendship and all that.
Well, this sounds really exciting. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, are you? You don't look like you have a bathing suit on, though.
No.
Good one.
And they're in. For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca, and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.